Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Romans, and we began yesterday in Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. And we're pursuing the thought of taking control and getting control of the believer's life. Yesterday we talked about pretending and about how that our love should be without pretense or dissimulation. Today we move on to verse number 10. Romans 12:10 says, "Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." Well, today we're looking at the believer and control of our passion. You see, the Bible tells us that we are to love, but has a different standpoint here, that we are to be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. And so it tells us that we should have an affection for the saints. Believers are to love one another in a family way. That's why when we say brother and sister, it's genuine, and that we are part of the same family in the Lord Jesus. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14 declares, "We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren." And loving the brethren, of course, also tells the world that we are Christ's disciple. The Lord said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." John 13:35. So the scripture here says that we are to control our passions and to are to have a affection one toward another, be kindly affectioned one to another. And the Bible says with brotherly love. Now understand, your brothers and sisters, we have a high tolerance with brothers and sisters because of the blood connection and of the blood kin. Well, may I say that we should also have a high tolerance for those that we're brothers through and by the blood of the Lord Jesus. And so control of our passions when it comes to the brethren and the affection for the saints. But then also the Bible teaches that we should go one step further, and it says in the latter part of the verse, in honor preferring one another. In honor preferring one another. Now, this admiration for the saints, it is not prejudicial preference, but rather it means that we give due honor unto the honorable among the saints, and that we are to place the brethren and esteem them higher than ourselves. You know, it is human nature. When children, they have to be taught that they're not to go first, that they're not to push to the front of the line, that they're not to take the biggest piece of cake. They have to be taught not to do those things because it comes natural, because we're all about serving us, and we're all about what I want and the things that please me. But the scripture says, as we grow in grace, that we should be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, and when we do that, it will result in honor preferring one another. In honor preferring one another. Putting others, wants, their desires, their opinions ahead of our own. Certainly this is true in marriage. That's what makes a happy home, is when the husband is doing all he can to make the wife happy and to make her fulfilled. And the same is true that the wife, in turn, is doing all she can, not to please her own self, but to please her husband and to make him happy. And when two people spend their life trying to make the other one happy, my friend, it's a picture of heaven. But when either one of those begins to do all the taking and no giving, and then, of course, the opposite occurs and the opposite is true. The Bible says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, and of course, controlling our passions. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that truly you'd help us to get a hold of this truth today, in Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.